Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this inspiration during the month of Kartik. There are actually very many glorifications of Vrindavan. One comes from Rupa Goswami and is particularly relevant. He says, O Vrindaranya, forest of Vrindadevi, Vrindavan Dham, whoever took your shelter found the highest joy. What does this mean, to take shelter? Sharana, or shelter, has actually three meanings. It is, first of all, the base where you stand, perhaps under a rooftop. Then it is a place that offers you protection. And third, it is the means by which you attain your spiritual goal or your sadhana. All these are expressions of taking shelter. Now here we hear of taking shelter in the forest of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the presiding goddess, where all other goddesses are serving her, is Srimati Radharani. It is very rare to find Radha in the Vedic scriptures. She is the most confidentially kept secrets. Where can you go to find her footprints? The answer is in Vrindavan Dham. Sometimes Srimati Radharani goes to pick flowers with her own hands, and as she touches the vines, they smile with their flowers, they horripilate with their spreads, and they cry tears of ecstasy with their trickling honey. After picking those flowers, Srimati Radharani will sit down on a raised platform and makes ornaments and garlands from these flowers for her beloved Krishna, who comes in carefully selected steps to where she sits. Vrindavan is the place which is decorated with many of Radha's footprints, who goes there and does many things under the pretext of meeting Krishna. Krishna and the Sakis are overwhelmed with ecstasies when they hear how the birds of Vrindavan glorify Srimati Radharani madly. O mind, says Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur, find pleasure in Radha's fast pastimes forest, where she takes pleasure in playing her pastimes. Radha Karavachita Palava Valarike. Yes, find pleasure and happiness there. As we approach the sacred land of Vrindavan, it is good to immerse our minds by first detaching it from the many thousand things that go on like cars through the mind. There's a constant thought traffic going on. Bring the road of your mind in the direction of Vrindavan, and you will see how all these thoughts which come, all the thought travel, becomes imbued with the beautiful qualities of Vrindavan, which is pervaded with divine love. I wish you all the best in your observance in the month of Kartik, and will offer in our next Kartik inspirations a very simple and very pleasure-giving method to worship Krishna during this month.